So there's a quote, and I don't remember who to attribute it to, but it's called "Lift as you." The quote is "Lift as you rise," and so it's all about, we've got to, if we've climbed up the ladder, we've got to put a hand down and bring somebody else up the ladder with us, right? And it's what you're saying about, if you've come through an experience, if you've healed through, something, then share it with others. And I think that's part of why I'm passionate about what I'm doing.
Welcome to another episode of the Blemished Beauty Podcast. This podcast was designed with you in mind. If you're ready to erase the norm and embrace the truth, come pull up a chair, grab a journal, and tell a friend that your favorite Jersey girl is back with another episode. So let's get into it. Hey, y'all, and welcome to another episode of the Blemished Beauty Podcast with your favorite Jersey girl, Sheer Renee. Today, I have the pleasure of sitting down with Miss Andrea C. McLean, who is the founder and president of ACM Coaching Group, LLC, and she is a board-certified life, career, and executive coach. She has spent over 30 years in global leadership roles for major multinational companies in the food and financial services and beauty industries, and she was thrilled to be an internal executive coach for a dedicated global women's leadership program called Open Doors. Today's episode is titled Planning for Your Future. I hope you guys enjoy this and tap in to listen to some great tips, tools, and nuggets that she has in store for us today. Hey, how are you?
Hi, Shira. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
So first, tell the people a little bit about yourself and, just familiarize them with you.
Okay, great. Thank you. So I am, I was a corporate executive for over 35 years, and I recently left to really focus on my coaching practice. And I've been an author for about 3 years now. So I've written a couple of books. You've mentioned one of them that we're going to probably dive into today. But I really want to help particularly women to become their authentic selves and transform their futures and really be all that they can be. I know a lot of times, society kind of dictates who we should be, or we think we need to follow somebody else and compare ourselves. But I'm all about coaching women, helping them, whether it's through my books or through the individual coaching sessions, to really kind of lean into who they are uniquely and become their best selves.
Right. I love that you say that, because I feel like, and I don't want to generalize between men and women, I feel like if you go through that, and just like the imposter syndrome, just try to figure out who we are, because if you do go to a job interview, all the time, when they ask you, tell me about yourself, we always go for the title of, what we have. Like, oh, I'm a mother, I'm a wife, I'm this, I'm that. But we never really know who we are. Like, you're someone who is super determined, someone who is a quick learner, someone who can multitask. We never answer that way. We always answer based on the type of that. So I'm really excited that she has taken that part of help women and guide them into knowing that component about themselves. So did you tell me about, you said you were an author, so tell me about the book in particular, Your Future Self. How did you get that title, and what is the premise behind the book?
Right. Is it okay if I show the cover?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So this is the book, Decide to Be Your Future Self. And so the premise for the book was that, as I mentioned, I was in corporate America for many, many years. And I came to a crossroads where I thought I was going to get a promotion. I was going after a promotion and, thought that it was going to happen. And then when it didn't work out the way I had envisioned, it caused me to step back and to think about what did I want to do next? And, you know, was I going to sit and wait to see what would happen in the corporate space? I mean, maybe there was another opportunity down the road, but was I going to sit and wait, or was I going to take the reins, so to speak, and create my own ladder, my own career ladder? So that was the premise for the book. And over the years, about 7 years before I came to that point, I had taken part in a group session where we did a StrengthsFinder exercise. And, you know, when I had my readout of my strengths, the woman who was facilitating that said to me, she said, I think, you know, you'd be a good coach. And I'm like, really? And, you know, but I just kind of parked it in my head and never really thought about doing that. But the truth is, I had been coaching my teams because I was a global executive. I'd been coaching, you know, over many years, but I never thought about it in that way. And then I remembered that conversation. And then I said, you know what? I think this is what I really want to step into. And so I made that decision that I was going to be my future self. And from there, I registered for various coaching certifications. I also went back to school to get my master's in organizational leadership. And mind you, I was in my 50s. Wow. But, you know, it's never too late to decide to be your future self. And so that was the premise for the book. And going through that, I created a model, which I can talk more about, which is SOAR, because you want to soar into your future. And my model is shift your mindset. That's the S. Mm-hmm. O is the overcome challenges. A is activate a plan, because you have to have a plan to get there. And then R is reflect and refine, because you have to sometimes make some tweaks or changes. And then you also need to celebrate those minor successes to keep you going. So that's my SOAR model that I introduce in the book.
I love that.
Thank you.
So when you, I've been thinking about this since I've heard the episode that you did concerning, you know, your future self. I'm just like, okay, when I think about my future self and all the things accomplished in my future, that also means living with intention. That means, you know, showing up every day. How would she look? You know, what seeds can she sow now that will blossom to get her where she needs to be? Like, for example, you said, you know, being a coach. So what does that look like? If you know your future self as a coach and you're an author, the seeds that you would sow is starting to write a book, certifications, you know, doing those things. So I am a visual person, and I think it's very important that people kind of get those steps, because it's easy to create the vision board. But when it comes to mapping out where you are to getting where you want to be, it gets kind of fuzzy. So what advice would you give someone who is just, they know what they want to do and they, you know, as far as their future self, but it gets fuzzy when it's time to map out, or they might get frustrated because, like you said, you went to school, right? So what if you have kids and you have to work full time and you have all of these things, and school may not look as quick as it would have without the kids and the spouse.
Exactly.
Would you give someone who was kind of like, I know what I need to do, but I just don't have the time allotted to do what I need to do? And that kind of discourages me.
Yeah, no, that's a really great point that you're making. And I think when we look at the goal, it's like this huge mountain we need to climb. But the thing is to break it down into smaller pieces or smaller chunks. So if you know that you need to get this degree, for example, say you're trying to move into a different role, or you want to elevate yourself at your current job and you need to go back to school. So you know you need to get the degree, but maybe you don't need to do it in 2 years. Maybe you can do it in 4 years part-time and you do one course per semester. So it's looking at what's manageable, because you don't want to frustrate yourself either. You need to have the motivation so that you can keep going. But, you know, maybe it's one course at a time. I mean, for the most part, I did one course per semester because that's all I could handle. And, you know, it took me 3 years. But but that was okay, because that's what I could juggle. And it's fine, you know. And then when you finish one semester and you make it through, you celebrate and say, okay, I did one down, one more to go. And you keep putting one foot in front of the other. And before you know, it's like 3-4 years down the road, and you look back and say, wow, I can't believe I did that. So it's, you know, you have the vision on the board, but it's really now putting timelines against that and using what are SMART goals. So your audience probably knows, you know, you have to have those SMART goals where they're specific, they're measurable, they're, you know, actionable, they're relevant, they're time bound. And then that way you have, and then you break them, you know, smaller steps, so that as you take each baby step, you're really getting to where you need to be.
Right. Because progression, it doesn't look like A to Z, it's A to B.
And exactly.
It's not about how fast you go, it's just about being consistent and continuing.
Right.
So,
exactly.
You know, I really enjoy this conversation because I want people to understand that your timeline and everybody else's timeline is not the same. Where it might have took somebody a year, like you said, it took you three, but they're just hearing the fact, oh, I got my degree. They didn't, you know, I want them to also hear, like, but it took me 3 years. I had to do one semester at a time because that's all I can do. And for a lot of people, that's all they can really do is one semester at a time, as opposed to others. They can go, you know, straight out. And that's what I tell my son too. I tell him, you know, college is very important, and use the time that you have now before you have, I don't want to say distractions, but before life starts to add certain things to you.
Yeah, responsibilities.
like fatherhood and a job and stuff. Mm-hmm. So while you can knock out all of the classes all at once, just get it over with and do it. So you can show up in these spaces and you can already start at the top. You don't have to start at the bottom and then work your way up. So I am glad that you were able to really get it done and map everything out. So did it take you a long time to write the book, or was it like a easy write because you were already in motion of doing that?
Yeah, so it's interesting. This was my fourth or fifth book, I believe. So I had got myself into the routine of writing. I'm a structured person. So the way I write is I think about kind of a quasi title, because I refine it after. But then I think about how many chapters I might want to write. And then I start to think about the chapter titles. And then I go back because I look how the story can weave. And then I go back and I fill it in. So I kind of had my structure down. But then this was now documenting the stories and sharing examples of, you know, where I got inspiration from in terms of deciding to be my future self. And one of the sources of my inspiration was my mother, who graduated with her master's in her 60s. So, you know, sometimes finding a role model or a mentor or somebody who has done what you want to do or what you want to achieve can be helpful, because then that motivates you and it encourages you to keep going.
Right. That's good. Congratulations to her, especially at your in her 60s.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said earlier, it's never too late. And that's
it's never too late.
You need to understand as well, just because it wasn't in your timeline doesn't mean it's still not achievable, no matter where you are, you know, in life. And that's the greatest thing about life and the greatest thing about God. If it aligns and it's for you, then it won't miss you.
No, it won't. Exactly.
I'm a visual person, so it's like if you GPS where you want to go, and God is giving you the itinerary of how to get there, and you stray off, it'll always redirect you. So you'll still get there, even if He told you it's going to take you 30 years. With detours, it might take you 45, but you still going here. So, you know, I think it's very important that people really understand that what's for you won't miss you. And
that's such a good point. Yeah. And I think, you know, going off of what you're saying there, a lot of times we compare ourselves to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And we think because somebody else has done it this way, that's the way I'm supposed to do it. And that's not your journey that you're supposed to take. So I encourage everyone who's listening, be you, you know, run your own race, you know, drive your own path, so to speak, because it's about you. It's not about anybody else. You have an assignment, you have a purpose. And sometimes we kind of come through life and we have experiences and we don't see how everything all kind of comes together to where we need to be. And I've seen that. I've seen where over my corporate career, there were certain things, certain experiences that I realized now, had I not gone through them, I wouldn't have the experience to be able to coach other executive women who are having challenges, or women who are mid-career trying to figure out what next, or even starting out in their careers. And it's because I had some of those tough experiences. So, it's kind of, you can't despise small beginnings. You can't despise experience, because it's all working together for your good in the end.
Yeah, it definitely adds to the passion behind what you do, because it's one thing to talk to somebody who is textbook knowledge, but it's another thing to talk to someone who has life experience. Like, I would rather talk to a life coach who specializes in a thing that they've actually overcome or is still progressing out of, because healing is not linear, right? As opposed to like a therapist who's just textbook and you're telling me what you've learned in school. I'd rather just talk to someone who is a little more relatable, you can understand, or not even necessarily exactly how, but you have experienced some of what I've been through. So relatability is definitely key.
Yeah, I agree.
So with showing up as your future self, and you gear towards mostly women, and I think men can definitely take this message too,
Absolutely.
show up as their future selves. How do you encourage other women to be encouragers to one another as well? Because once you get healing, I've noticed too, a lot of people hoard their healing. They say hurt people, but heal people don't go back and heal other people. Not a lot of the times. They take their healing and they run with it, right? So how do you encourage other people to be a testament to someone else, or be the blueprint, because they might be that blueprint, just like you are being brave enough to step out on fear or whatever it is to tell your story, and somebody can live through you. How do you encourage other people to do the same?
So there's a quote, and I don't remember who to attribute it to, but it's called "Lift as you." The quote is "Lift as you rise," and so it's all about, we've got to, if we've climbed up the ladder, we've got to put a hand down and bring somebody else up the ladder with us, right? And it's what you're saying about, if you've come through an experience, if you've healed through, something, then share it with others. And I think that's part of why I'm passionate about what I'm doing, is because I've seen some of the struggles that I faced coming up through corporate America. I've seen some of the struggles I faced as a young girl, because in another one of my books, I talk about how I just, compared myself to everybody when I was, a teenager. And that kind of just lived with me for a while till I realized, you know what? You're you. You have your own fingerprints. You have your own voice. You need to be you. And so I work also with young girls with some of my books, and I have a course, because I want from an early age for us to really not be worried about who everybody else is, and for us to share our journeys. And that's what I'm doing in my books, is sharing the journey, telling others how I did it, what I went through, and then maybe they can learn something. Maybe they get one nugget from everything I have in a book, but if that's the one nugget they needed to hear, then that's great.
Yeah, that's important, because teenagers, especially young girls, are very impressionable. And with social media and all the things, I made this statement when I was growing up. For me, the highest level of femininity for me was Claire Huxtable, right?
Yes, I loved Claire Huxtable.
There's something about how she carried herself. There was no weave. There was no, I mean, she was just beautiful, like her personality. But don't try her, because Claire Huxtable is going to read you, but she's going to read you in a nice way. Now the girls have all of these different role models, and it's hard to really kind of grasp individuality, because we live in a generation now where social media is a thing. We didn't have that.
I didn't have that growing up. We didn't have
the internet and TikTok and Instagram and all of these people coming up. So it's really important to remain authentic, because God made you one of one.
Yeah, and that is so important that we forget that. We just, you know, we think we need to be like everybody else. And the thing I also tell people is that when you look on social media, for most part, I'm not saying some people won't put their drama or, you know, negative things happening, but for the most part, it's the glossy, it's, you know, the best things that have happened. And so you look and you think, oh my gosh, I'm falling behind, or wow, look at how amazing their life is. And you don't know what's behind the covers. You know, this is just a photo or video. You really don't know the behind the scenes. So it's amazing how we look at other people and we measure ourselves against other people and think that's the role model. And really, the comparison we make should be with ourselves. We should strive to be better tomorrow than we were today.
Yeah, because the internet only gives you highlight reels, like you said.
Yes.
Like we could have, let's say me and my boyfriend went on a vacation. Mm-hmm. And you are so enamored with this vacation, but you don't know it took us 6 years to save for this vacation.
Exactly.
And you're sitting here like telling your boyfriend, oh, you don't never take me on a vacation. It's like, well, you don't know what it took to create that moment that you are idolizing when you're not even supposed to be doing that. That's a whole nother podcast episode, but it's just important to really own who you are and be who you are. And that's the premise of the podcast, because it's a lot of beautiful people that are broken and you know, have scars on the inside. And it's all about gaining the tips and the tools and the knowledge to align the outside with the inside, and know that one, it's okay not to be okay. And then two, figure out the tips and tools to overcome that. And then three, be a teacher one to another to show other people how to overcome as well. So I do, you know, appreciate you for, you know, just coming on and being transparent and giving us some knowledge in regards to living with intention and being authentic and showing up as our future selves, because our future selves depend on what we do right now, and the people that we're to touch as our future selves depends on
right now.
So we have to show up and do the work.
Right. And you know, something I want to mention is that, you know, you live not just for today, but you live for tomorrow. So that's about your future self. And living for tomorrow means, what are some of those actions that you can start to take today that will get you to that future? And then wrapping it back around to the intention. So you can have intentions, but you need to have purpose behind it, because that's what will keep you going forward. So, you know, again, you know, the why, you have to have the why, because obstacles and challenges are going to come. That's just life. But when you can reflect on the why, that will keep you moving forward to that vision that you have for the future.
Yeah, definitely. It's like, okay, for your future self, if you spend all your money now, by the time you get older, you're not going to have anything to retire from. Right. So it's like you definitely have to, it's like a tree. If you plant a seed, you can plant the seed all you want, but if you don't water it, if you don't fertilize it, it won't grow into the tree that you can use it for shade. So whatever purpose is for it to be, it won't be able to really step into its full purpose unless you do what you have to do now to make sure that it grows and appreciates with value.
And, so, and to that point, I just wanted to add, when you were talking about even back to the 6 years for the vacation, you know, a lot of times people look and they see where you are and they're like, oh, wow, I want to be like that, or I want to do that. But nobody saw, like you said, the 6 years of saving. Nobody saw the nights till midnight, you know, for 3 years where you're up, you know, hustling to get everything done, right? So I, you know, I also want people to realize, and you talked about watering the seed, and that's why I want to loop it in. You've got to do the work. There's no way around it. You
Of
have to do
course.
the work.
Yeah. And that's what they think social media is. It's like you want to be this content creator, right? For example, that's your future self. You are the content creator. But, you know, I joke with my sister all the time because she has a podcast. Shout out to the Breaking the Silence podcast. Her production is amazing. And when people see her show, they are enamored with how she conducts her show with the production. But what you don't see is the nights where she doesn't go to sleep and I'm yelling at her because she's tired in the morning. You know, you don't see her researching the person from 5, 10 years ago to get these clips that are so signature to the specific topic at hand that they're talking about. And in order to do anything that you want to do, like you said, in regards to your future, you have to do the work. It's going to take work. Faith without works is dead. So you
That's
can't
right.
leave for a thing and not do your part because God already did his part. It's done if you do what you're supposed to do, and that's work towards it. You can't get a
Yeah.
job if you don't leave the house to go to the interview.
Exactly.
You can't. I want you to just give a few moments, tell the people, you know, where they can find you, where they can support you, where they can buy the book, and maybe if you want to talk about any other books that you have really quickly, I'll give you your solo time to do that now.
Oh, well, thank you. So you can find me at www.andreacmclean.com. And then also you can follow me at Andrea C. McLean on Instagram, on Facebook, on TikTok. I'm also on LinkedIn and on YouTube. And I have other books. If you go to, you know, my website, you'll see them. I also have children's books. I have a series, The Adventures of Bernie and Chloe, about two dogs who become unlikely friends and their adventures. And then I mentioned the girls' books. So I have Girls Can Soar. And I have another one coming out early next year, Girl, Your Future Awaits. What Do You See? So I'm excited to have this opportunity to meet all of you who are watching or listening, and look forward to connecting with you.
I'm not, I'm way past the girl stage, but I can definitely relate to any, that's just the Bible talks about renewing your mind daily. And just that in itself is an affirmation. You know, your future awaits. So how will you show up today that and your future will appreciate, so that's
Yeah,
really something.
your future is waiting for you to get there. Is what are you going to do about it?
Exactly. You got today as usual, or are you going to do one thing at least towards your future that you can, get you to a different dynamic than where you are right now?
Yeah, and there's a quote in my book that I just want to read for you and the audience. It's by Frederico Navarrete, and it says, "The only person who can transform your life is the one you see every day in the mirror. Be the one that shapes your own destiny."
I love that. I love that. Thank you so much for coming on and being a guest. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. It's been a great conversation. I enjoyed speaking with you.
Yes. Okay, you guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did. And I really want you to take all the nuggets that were said today and all the gems that were said by Andrea, because it's definitely true. What you do today is not only for you. Now is for you and your future. So show up and make the declaration now, after today, after this episode, that after this, you will continue to show up how your future self needs you to. So, as always, you are graced and gifted for a time such as this. You have purpose in this world, and you have been created to do great and amazing things. So, until next episode, you guys.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode, and don't forget to leave a review. You can follow Shira on all major platforms and on YouTube at ShiraRenee510. Until next time, spread love, show grace, and shine bright.